All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And before you know it, the tax season will be here for the year of 2018, and you can contact D-Line Tax Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it's almost Turkey Day, and with that said, that means it's time for some good old-fashioned football. And there are going to be three good games on tap for tomorrow before we feast on what is set to come on Sunday and Monday in the National Football League. And I think the three games tomorrow should keep us very entertained while we eat our food. And with that said, here are my picks for tomorrow's action in the National Football League. Now, things get started with a critical meeting in the NFC North, as you have the 8-2 Minnesota Vikings traveling to take on the 6-4 Detroit Lions. Now, Minnesota could really be on easy street as far as clinching the NFC North should they go out there and get the best of the Lions tomorrow at Ford Field. However, Detroit did take the first meeting of the season in Minneapolis, and I guarantee you that is something that the Vikings have not forgotten about. But you look at the Vikings after their 2-2 start, they've been able to reel off six consecutive victories, and it starts with their very stingy defense. And you look at what they were able to do last Sunday afternoon as they shut down the Los Angeles Rams and their vaunted offense on their home turf. Now, you look at this Vikings offense, they are running the football effectively, and more importantly, quarterback Case Keenum is not forcing the football, and that is a big thing. That is a big reason why the Vikings are winning. Now, on the flip side for the Lions, they're 6-4, but they're only 2-3 at home, as Detroit has lost some heartbreaking affairs this season at home. One to Carolina, one to Atlanta, and one to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the Lions had to hang on this past Sunday and get the road victory versus the Chicago Bears, and they want to try to keep some of that momentum going because they not only want to hang around in the NFC North race, but they also want to hang around in the wild card picture in the NFC. Now, of course, the Lions start and end with quarterback Matthew Stafford, and will he be able to get enough time to pick apart this Vikings defense? Because you look at this Vikings pass rush led by Brian Robeson and Everson Griffin up front, they could put some pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and this is something that Stafford is definitely going to have to be wary of. You look at this Lions defense, I think that they are going to have to try to, you know, keep Minnesota in second and third and longs when they have the football in order to keep their crowd into the contest. Now, this game has the makings of the Lions winning it. However, I think that the Lions are going to make some key mistakes in the fourth quarter, and because of that, Minnesota capitalizes and gets the 27-23 victory. Now, at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, you are going to have the 5-5 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 4-6 Los Angeles Chargers. And after their fast start by the Cowboys, they are reeling right now. Of course, no Ezekiel Elliott at running back. They expect to have left tackle Tyron Smith back, but then no Sean Lee at linebacker. And we've seen what happens when Sean Lee is not there defensively for the Cowboys. They are not the same club. And that is going to be important because you look at this Chargers team with quarterback Phillip Rivers. And if you give Rivers time, he can pick you apart. You look at the likes of wide receiver Keenan Allen going up against this Cowboys secondary, and I guarantee you he is somebody that this Cowboys secondary is going to have to account for all afternoon long. But the biggest thing for the Cowboys, they have to find some cohesion on offense now that Ezekiel Elliott is not there. They still have Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden who can rush the football. However, you look at the pass rush that the Chargers possess with the likes of Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, they are going to give this Cowboys offensive line fits. Dallas, like I said before, they're not the same team without Ezekiel Elliott and Sean Lee. They've been exposed, and that trend continues tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers on the road by the score of 34-24. And finally, tomorrow night, you're going to have the 2-8 New York Football Giants traveling to take on the 4-6 Washington Redskins. Now, Washington comes into this game favored by a touchdown, and in my book, I think that is a little bit high, simply because the Giants and Redskins always play it close to the chest, and they always play tough against each other. It does not matter who is on the roster. Now, we know that the Giants are dealing with injuries, but so are the Redskins, because now no Jordan Reed at tight end. We've seen the issues that Washington has had on their offensive line as far as players staying healthy, and that's important because you look at quarterback Kirk Cousins, who is having one of the better seasons of his career, but it won't mean a thing if he can't be protected. Now, on the flip side for the Giants, they have to be flying high after they were able to get their second victory of the season this past Sunday at home versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And you look at the Giants, they've been dealing with a litany of injuries of their own, and it's a situation. They've gone back to the basics. All of a sudden, the Giants can run the football consistently. And I look at running back Orleans Darkway. He runs very angry. And you look at this Giants offensive line, they've done a better job in recent weeks as far as dictating the pace out there to kind of, you know, get things going for their offense. We know of the injuries that the Giants have at the wide receiver position, and it is very important for them to run the football consistently. The Giants still have their best quarterback of all time in one Eli Manning, and if this offensive line can find a way to keep him protected enough, it will keep the Giants in this game. You look at this Giants secondary and this Giants defense as a whole, they basically were challenged by their head coach Ben McAdoo after they lost a few weeks ago to the San Francisco 49ers, and they stepped up big time and got the victory this past Sunday at home versus the Chiefs. The Giants need to find a way to keep that momentum going and try to bait Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins. I think that the Giants will be able to do just enough and escape Washington with the 24-23 victory. So those are my picks for tomorrow in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, you can check the Cyclones out beginning in June of 2018, once again at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful holiday.